What witches wish no mortal needs, let time repent and unsow its seeds. And now I speak the ancient word of redemption and regret. Rewind.
I have no idea what this is. The rewind sounds interesting. I wonder if I've even seen this.
Too, the rewinds. It's very Saved by the Bell.
All right, so we have no clue. So why don't you let us know what this is from?
This would be Isabel Bigelow from the movie version of Bewitched.
Nice.
Oh my God. I love this.
Very good. Very good. Smart. I've only seen that movie once. And yeah, so it would be hard for me to quote it, but that's actually a good one.
Well, thank you.
Well, that lovely voice that you just heard is a newbie to the podcasting world as well as Brunch with the Hollowells. We welcome patron Shay to the show. Hello, Shay.
Hello, fellow Charmies and Robin Ryan.
Aww, Shay, I love this. I love her energy already. Like, right prior to the show, she is just so sweet. So it's so nice to have her.
I'm just happy y'all got my name right.
As you can see, we're definitely in for a treat. This is going to be a jam-packed episode, so we're going to get right into it. Something that we haven't done in a little bit is a Charmy Spotlight. Any yes. new person that comes on the podcast, we have specific questions just to get to know the guest a little bit. So let's go through our questions. The first one is your favorite charmed one.
My favorite charmed one, it actually fluctuates between all four. It just depends on what I'm going through in life. Like, my husband and I were actually, we had trouble having children for several years. And I found myself really connecting with Piper at that time. Because they told her, you know, there's some slim chances there. And then, you know, now I'm in a point in my life where I have started my own business and I'm venturing out into the world. So I kind of feel like Phoebe, where she was getting into her own, you know, getting into her own space. At the same time, I'm like, I'm going to be a prude. I'm going to powerhouse this. So I have to say it's definitely prude right now.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. Very good.
That, I just have to say that is such an amazing answer, because it just goes to show that this little old show, all these years later, still inspires and has people identifying with these characters. So I loved that answer.
Next question. If you managed to be able to do this, what would be your favorite episode of the series?
Oh, that is a little tough. It has to be absolutely season 6, and it has to be Witch Wars.
Witch? Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. This is amazing. Please tell us.
Okay, so Witch Wars, I was instantly the Chris fangirl. Just the fact that they were making fun of reality shows, it got it for me, because I made fun of reality shows a lot, still do. Like the dramatics of it, where the demon's like, yeah, I'm gonna get this witch.
Yes.
It's so silly to me that every time I love it.
No, that's a great answer. We have not heard that. That is an episode I did not expect, so I love it. I love it. How has Charmed affected or maybe even changed your life, if so?
It's gotten me through every hard situation. I was raised by my grandparents, and I grew up calling my grandpa Dad. When he passed away, it was my go-to comfort to try to get over that grief, because I could feel them talking about the grief with their mother. It felt like someone was connecting with me, and it helped. And I understood, like when Prue said she was just angry, I understood that. And then when I got married, it was, you know, there was the joy, and I watched any marriage episode on there. when I had my kids, I watched when Piper gave birth, and then it's just any tough time I've ever had, or any anxiety or something, it's my calm. That's the only way to describe it.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm thankful for it, because without it, I think, I don't know honestly where I would be, because I feel like I would spiral a lot more than I do if I didn't have it as a go-to.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
It's very nice. Very nice. Well, I'm glad that the show was like that for you, and I'm sure you are not the only one who has that same connection with this show. So
I think anyone listening to this podcast probably definitely has a strong connection to Charmed, I'd say.
So the last question, how did you discover our podcast, Brunch with the Hollowells?
I actually started listening to The Office Ladies. I heard, you know, I was like, oh, a rewatch. And then I thought, is there a rewatch of my other favorite shows?
Yeah.
And so first thing I searched was Charmed. At the time, yours came up third, I think it was. And I went through what was one, the first one, and I was like, this is terrible. And then went to the next one, and then I was like, oh, that's about the new show. No, I want a rewatch of my old show. And then, so I was like, okay, I'm going to try out the third. Got to the third, and then I was just like, okay, I like the vibe we got going on here. And then there would be times where I just end up, like, looking like a crazy person because I'm listening in my car and I'm just laughing out loud at a red light.
Yeah, I did get some messages that Shay was laughing while she was binging. So, you know,
yes,
she had to hold composure in public.
I would be working Grubhub or Instacart and just listening, and there's nothing like being in a Kroger pulling a can of green beans off the shelf and just going, ha-ha!
She caught up really quickly, right?
You did. Yeah.
I listened to between 5 and 10. Sometimes if I was really doing stuff, I'd have my headphones in all day, and I was listening between 5 and 10, sometimes more, a day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
I love that. I love that.
My ultimate goal was, I was like, I will catch up.
And you did,
and then
you ended up
here
on the show. Exactly. Yeah. That's so crazy. Well, I want to thank you for giving us a try, and I'm glad that the vibe picked up. You know, you never know with some podcasts, you know, they hit differently with different people, and so it's great that, you know, Sean and I managed to kind of like grab hold of you for that long and became bingeable. So he
yes.
was always really good with the comedy and being funny, so I owe that to him.
And then when Ryan came in, I was like, oh, he's kind of like the page. Like, we got someone new. And
what an honor.
Yep, still love it.
Thank you so much. That was always my thing coming into a long-running show. So thank you so much for that. And, Paige.
You are welcome. Yes, you are my page in my mind.
Okay, so let's start our episode. Original air date is April 30th, 2006. So this was written by Cameron Litvak and directed by Derek Johansson. Guest stars include Marnette Patterson, back as Christy. We have Sarah Downing as Mikkel, Peter Wingfield as Selleck, with Elizabeth Dennehy as Sandra, our elder. Victor Webster back as Coop, with Sid, played by Matthew Scullin, and elderly Leo Wyatt, Gordon Wells. When Phoebe and Piper formulate a plan to get Leo back, Christy traps them in a dream state to prove to Billy that the sisters' inner truths are driven by selfishness. Some things that I did notice from this episode, and I believe the notes are correct, is that this is the last episode where we will see P3. This is also the last episode where we will see our elders. So Sandra is the last elder on the show.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
And this is the last time that Piper is going to freeze anything.
Oh, I think it is.
But she goes out with a bang, though, right? Because she says, see, I froze something. Like, you wanted me to freeze something. So that's kind of like a fun, like, tongue-in-cheek moment.
So this is definitely a milestone episode here. So, Ryan, what would be that play of the week for you?
Okay, so I've been on a Piper kick lately. So Piper to saying this to Phoebe. So you're having sex dreams while I'm sitting in guilt. I just loved that whole scene. So that was my play, just her saying that, because it's such a Piper thing to say as well. I just loved the whole moment. And it's sisterly too, especially at the end. I want these more sisterly moments, these like funny things.
My play was Paige, actually. She is pushing Billy against the wall and she's totally like scaring her into submission.
So good. So
and just
good.
Being like, girl, you got to cut this out. I am like, I'm not the one. Like, you, it's time to stop this, right?
It was always but, in her.
But I really like how she kind of takes charge. I'm like, oh, she's being a white lighter today. Thank you. You know, check this charge, man. But Shay, with your play, and I also want to know why you picked this episode as well.
I picked this episode, which actually it's right on line with the play of my play of the week. It's because my play of the week has to be Christy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'm one of those very few people who love the final season.
Okay.
That's great. That's awesome. I love that, though. That's great.
And it might have had something to do with I watched it from day one when it came out. I would think I was about 9-10 years old and then watched all the way up. So by the time Billy came in, I think I was the target audience
for Billy.
But that could be it. But the reason Christy's my play of the week is just she is a very calculated manipulator. She's very Lex Luthor-esque.
I can see that.
That's why I picked this episode, because a lot of people were like, I don't understand how Billy could just fall for this so easily. But there's always been that someone in everybody's life who can just sway the situation enough with just enough words so that you believe it a whole nother way.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I dislike the girl and the things that she was saying, you know, they work. You know, she's pushing all the right buttons to Billy and making it very simple to get what she wants. And this is also through manipulating, you know, the triad, you know, Creo, all of, like, she doesn't have them all under her thumb, but she has a way of navigating herself to kind of get what she wants. So I can definitely see that. How about your MVP? You're simply
the best. My MVP for the week has to be Paige. Mostly because she was, I'm not doing your little game. Get me the heck out. Bitch, I got shit to do.
Yeah, I think we're probably at a three-way tie here because I know Ryan picked Paige. I don't
what
even
do
have to
mean,
go to him.
What do you mean, Rob? What
I don't
do
even have
you
to go to
mean?
Him. If I picked Paige, I know you picked Paige. But honestly, she was the first one to really show Billy exactly what this whole plan was for. Christy thought that they weren't going to come through. But Paige literally was like, I'm putting another human ahead of my own. And it's not all selfish reasons.
Yes,
I need to get out of this so I can save my girl. And Billy did it. She did not hesitate. And she let her out of the dream because she got exactly what this was. So I appreciate that. But she was also saying a lot of the right things, you know, being the voice of reason and just very level-headed. And I just think that Paige really came through today.
You're right. I was going to pick Paige. So, yes, the return of Paige to the list of MVP. I gotta get my counts in to see how many.
So, did you happen to add anyone to your hot man meter?
It's raining men!
Ooh, I did not, Rob.
You didn't. I didn't either. And we just have, what, 3 more episodes left?
3 more episodes. Who will fill our meters?
We'll see if we pick anybody else up. I honestly can't think of anybody else I would add, but we'll see.
Maybe in the finale, we never know.
Piper believes that Billy and Christy are the ultimate power, while Phoebe doesn't think so. Paige has a new charge, Mikkel, a future white lighter who is being pursued by a dark lighter. She hears a jingle and finds Mikkel under attack. She orders Mikkel to the manor.
I found it interesting that they finally gave Paige another charge, because it seems like it had, once Billy came in, it had been a while.
Well, yeah. Apparently she was supposed to be, you know, mentoring Billy. But it seems she hasn't really been doing that.
We didn't remember that she was.
We didn't remember exactly.
Right.
So
when she said it this episode, I was like, "Oh, here we go again."
Yeah. Like once they came out of hiding, I was like, "Surely the elders are gonna be like, okay, here's another new charge because Leo didn't have just them." But I was like, "Okay, so we're back to charges now. Here we go. Cool."
So yeah, speaking on Paige being Billy's white lighter, this is the perfect time for her to really step in and be the white lighter that she is supposed to be to her, and knock some sense into her for acting so crazy about this notion that they're just evil. It's really weird. It's like, clearly she must have graduated from Paige and doesn't need her anymore. She did everything she could for her, because there's just no talk of it. If Piper should have been like, "Girl, that's your charge. Why don't you do something? Why are you just sitting around?" She's
you know
yours.
What it is? I think it's because they keep saying that she was like a sister. So I think they all kind of just all mentored her, and it just became like a tree, like the three of them just all teaching her something differently, I think.
And honestly, that's how I looked at it. You know, I never really looked at Paige as her clear white lighter, but
no,
you know,
never.
So Sid and Mikkel. So Sid is our dark lighter with Mikkel as our new white lighter. Both of them were plucked right out of MTV's Undressed and guest starred on this show.
Were they really in that show?
They were both in Undressed. Yeah, I looked at their IMDb's for both, and yeah, they both guest starred on there. Did you watch Undressed, Shay?
I did not.
Okay, yeah, it was this cheesy soap opera on MTV. It was a scripted show, and yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, that show
it was a naughty show. It was a late night MTV show, and you kind of like, I was always like, "Oh, this is scandalous! Oh my god, I have to
see,
like."
That's why it was late night. Late night, I was over on Adult Swim.
Ah, okay.
Yes, okay. Totally I fair. Love it.
So we're at a point now where Piper is sort of clear in her head. She wants to vanquish Billy and Christy. Phoebe is like, "No, I don't want to. They're misunderstood. We need to give them another chance and figure out what's going on. Common ground. We know we care about them. Let's do an early WWPD.
Wow.
What would Paige and Prue do? Where do you think Paige and Prue would side on this? Do you think they would be all up for vanquishing those two, or do you think they would side with Phoebe? Where is the line drawn with the two sisters?
I think Prue would be a little hesitant, because Prue was that one, she wanted to plan, think things through. Mm-hmm. So Prue would be on the side where we will do what is necessary.
Yes.
When it comes to that. But she would be hesitant.
And I think Shay says it best, really. Prue would definitely do what has to be done in the long run, but I think she would still look at it as an innocent and somebody, it's a human being, I think she would think of.
Yeah, I think Prue would definitely, you know, take them out if need be. She wouldn't go full on, but she would definitely need some proof. I think at this point, we haven't really seen the biggest, you know, bulk of it. I think that once they are, like, officially attacked, I probably would have done this. You know, I would think definitely. That Prue would just be like, okay, now it's time. We got to take them out.
There's the line.
Yeah, exactly. So we do get a little bit of Paige's sort of side with this, but do you feel this is in character, the way that she has kind of come to the conclusion of, you know, like, this doesn't make any sense. Why are you like this, and trying to talk him out of it? Or do you think this is right on point with Paige's personality?
I think it's right on point with her personality, because it's almost like it's on point with all of them. Piper is very quick to say, you know what? You betrayed us. That's it. You're done. Hands washed. Phoebe has reverted almost back to her middle sister self.
Yes.
Where she's trying to find a way to keep the peace. And then Paige is almost adopted another version of the middle sister, where she wants to keep the peace, but instead of trying to do it, she's torn on which side do I take.
Oh my God, this is so... Shay said exactly what I wrote. Paige is also in the middle at this point, as a middle sister. I agree. Just really quickly, I just wanted to ask if anyone thought Paige saying Cupid, does she... Like, she said something too early on to Phoebe. She's like, aren't you with Cupid or something like that? And she said Michael. Does that mean that Paige really knows that she's really thinking about Coop?
I think so. I think she senses the that the way Phoebe speaks about a guy. Like, originally when it was Jason, she couldn't stand him, but she was still had that little look on her face.
Yeah.
So I think Paige can sense it.
Okay, Phoebe goes to work. It's career day, and several other employees have brought their children. I did like how Phoebe came in and greeted everybody.
That was nice.
She finds Coop in her office, because of course anyone can go into that office and sit in Phoebe's office, and he is upset. Phoebe has gone out with Michael exactly once. He tries to convince her to give love a try, but she feels overwhelmed. Billy regrets walking away from the Charmed Ones. Christy tries to convince her that the Charmed Ones only care about themselves and are using Billy. Billy has a magic book open, and most of the text on the page disappears, leaving only talk, Phoebe, which everyone, I am ashamed to announce, took me a few minutes to figure out what's said on the page. I'm like, wait, which way am I supposed to read this? Billy leaves and goes to Phoebe. Billy is suspicious. Once I did figure it out, I think it's a very Phoebe way of thinking of a spell, how to go about communicating with somebody. Even back to the painted world, when she, you know, hits collar. So, love that. I think it's really shows the character's smarts.
And I love the fact that Billy just wasn't so quick to be like, ooh, Christy, look what she's trying to do. Like, she took it, held it, kept it a secret, and did her own thing to talk to her. So it was good that she was cool with receiving that message.
Yes, and I think the way the spell must have been written is that only Billy could see the message, because Christy did not see it.
I thought so too.
Well, it's also good that Phoebe knew better not to have Christy see it also. You know, she could be trying to work with both sisters. I mean, that's the last thing you want the charm ones to do, is to create a divide between the two. But Christy's not really in her right mind right now. So it's just like, let me just talk to Billy by yourself. So that was smart.
She did ask to be trained, right? I'm not making this up in my head. Like, she insisted.
She insisted to be a part of their lives. You guys need somebody out there killing demons. You want to have normal lives. Train me to do this. She did this.
There you go. She demanded it. So I get it, what Christy's doing, but And the Hollowells did get something out of it at the start, too. It was something for that, but it really developed more. They cared for Christy and Billy. Billy and then Christy, too, for her sister when she came back. So, and then she does mention that the Hollowells helped hundreds of innocent. Do you think it's more than that at this point?
It could be. But,
you know what? They've been doing this for 8 years, Christy, and you've been in that cave.
But it's just like Billy.
Eating the chicken off the floor. Did we ever figure that out?
But Billy, honestly, just speak up. Speak up. Like, you know you asked to be in with them. This is not the other way around, which is why it was so weird hearing all of this and Christy just convincing her like it was all them. It was just a very weird misunderstanding, I thought. But nobody dragged her into this. Like, she did it, you know?
It's the manipulation.
Yeah. Yeah,
convince
exactly.
her that none of this was your idea. It was theirs.
The Dark Lighter goes to his leader, Selleck, and tells him that Mikhail was saved by a White Lighter, who is also a Charmed One. Selleck decides to go after Mikhail himself to lure Paige out. Billy goes to talk to Phoebe at Phoebe's apartment, and then Piper walks in, and that frightens Billy. And then Christy appears.
Oh my God, from the background. That
I know.
Killed me.
Yeah. Like, your cue is now. Go.
Get away from my sister.
Piper throws a potion. Christy incinerates the potion and then throws a potion of her own to take Billy away. Coop appears at Phoebe's door, and Phoebe asks him if he thinks she's selfish for wanting a life beyond being a witch. Coop assures her that she's okay, and that very reason the elders sent him was so she could have that life. And so Phoebe thinks that Billy and Christy don't see it that way, as far as the whole selfish act of, you know, just being the Charmed Ones.
That's why Christy is so good at manipulation. Billy says it later, it's not wrong for them to want what you want, and she says, well, it is if you have their powers. Which, you know, in reality, everybody wants something. No matter how powerful you are, you could be the president of the United States, there's still so many stuff in your that you want. And what she did was take away the fact that they're still human. They're going to have human emotion, human wants, and just leave it at there's nothing but their duty. They should be dedicated to their duty, nothing more. And it got Billy.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's they're driving on this kick of revenge at this point, but then also again, like you were saying, Shay, I'm just gonna make you believe that people with that much power is just gonna be so greedy they're gonna end up just doing it for themselves and not for others. Oh God, I'm just hearing me talk about it, I'm like, Billy, you are smarter than this. But we will move on.
I think, to your point then, Rob, I think it's they would have just given up more than using the powers. Because I was hoping that Billy would have seen, but again, it's just like Shay saying, she's being manipulated and it is her sister. So it's more of a closer thing for her. But the sisters don't really want to do this job really too much anymore. So it's not, I think they would have just, like I said, just given up, walked away from anything and not just been like, we're going out with a bang using our powers to, you know, get all this personal gain. So Phoebe does the pocket thing, Rob.
She does. I wrote it down just in
the
case.
Billy,
yeah.
The Billy pocket thing.
yeah.
Paige says it's illegal to kill somebody. You know, it's because they're thinking about killing Christy. But I do actually love that Piper says this, that she's tired of having that used against me, that she wants Leo back. I think that's a really powerful statement because it's true. It's almost to this point that everyone is just saying, oh, Piper's doing this because she wants Leo back. You know, like, not everything is clouded by that judgment she's saying, which I'm glad she said that because it is a true statement, I think. You know, like, not everything has to do with that. And she's tired of having it used against it because why shouldn't she want her husband back? You know, but so then my last thing with this whole scene was, you know, the Piper comes in, they have that whole thing, Christy's leaving, and Piper throws the potion. But Christy says to Billy, do you need any more proof? But I would have thought Phoebe stopped Piper from doing it. So clearly Piper is not, I mean, Phoebe is not completely against Billy. I, you know, like, it's something to show, I thought.
It was a, you know, focus on the fact that she stopped her. You know, even Billy said at one point in time, I'm close with Leo too. Because he did try to mentor her a bit. So she should expect that Piper is desperate to get this love of her life back. Don't be shocked by what Piper's doing. She's over here. She's got her husband. She's worrying about her children. Focus on the fact that Phoebe stopped her.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, we can go down the list, but this woman did everything in the book to try and get her sister back. So, I mean, there's no, like she's a hypocrite. Like, this is straight up, like, you did the same thing. So you, out of all people, understand this. I'm not even going to fathom the debate. It's just ridiculous.
So we got to ask at the end of this series, would Rob ever let Billy back in the door again?
Yeah,
that's going to be the question after all the episodes are over.
I know. Shoot. I would have had them locks changed.
I'd have been like,
she knows she got a key. Them locks would be changed.
She's got a room, a key, and she's got clothes, I'm sure, there too.
So I like this. I can't remember who said it. Somebody said, oh, yeah, I think Piper was like, oh, so when did Paige become the big sister? Yeah. I chuckled at that. I thought that was funny. We touched on this just a little bit. Billy constantly wanting to give the charm ones the benefit of the doubt and just having this sort of like middle ground, like maybe we just need to yada, yada, yada. But every time she goes to meet, the minute she walked in, she was already in Phoebe's ass talking about how dare you and all of this.
I'm like,
I thought you were going there to listen. Like, why are you there? You just said you wanted to talk to them. And she comes in hot once again. And I don't understand it. It's just, she's just so easily, the minute she hears their voices, it's like she's triggered.
Maybe
and then,
she's trying to convince herself.
I don't know, but she just goes 100 every single time.
Why did you use me? I laughed, actually.
She psyched herself up on the way over there.
Yeah.
She had to. I said this last week. Like, her long walk to the Charmed House, like, it just, she's just in her head the whole time.
Sandra, the elder, orbs to Piper. She wants to know if Billy and Christy are the great enemy that the Charmed Ones must face. Sandra thinks that the Triad may have recruited Billy and Christy. And I love that Piper does say, well, what do you do all day if you don't even know this information yet?
I mean,
you're on your lofty perch.
I kind of exactly. Love this line, but they just don't have the time in this show to research that. Because you want free will. You don't want people spying on you and watching over you 24/7. Like, you're going to have to make mistakes. Like, we can't just jump in when life gets tough. So, I mean, I get it. But, I mean, when you were talking about the end of the world, I'm sorry, you're going to have to, you know, peek in a little bit more than you used to. But she's like, what y'all been doing?
So, at this point, when Sandra does say that, basically, possibly, yes, but only the Angel of Destiny knows. Do you like this plot that they say it was set before you were even witches? Does that legitimize it to you that an elder said it, that it's not shoehorned in? Or are you okay with a generation before the Charmed Ones even happened that they, the Triad, knew that Billy and Christy were going to be born? I don't know.
Yes and no. I see it plausible as... The way I always believed it was once they realized the Charmed Ones were going to be unbeatable, that's when they said, okay, let's seek out somebody with similar destinies. But the way they make it, smart. The way they make it out was that they did this way ahead of time.
Yes, yes. I would have preferred what Shay is saying with... once they realize that this was foreseen, that, you know, the charmed ones are coming, then yes, I would have liked that. But this, yeah, they said even before everything, even the start.
Y'all were toddlers and we planned this.
You weren't. So
we haven't really gotten to it yet because I mean, with the triad gone now, I believe that they didn't explain what was going on or how they came back. And so I'm going to give them one more episode and then I'll just sort of reveal what I read about, because I have a feeling maybe the next episode we'll talk about it. But that's the thing. It's like this was done before the charm ones came around, which means, is it the same triad just in different bodies or is it different demons? They had to take over
like the mantle,
what the original triad had started, because they were dead during this whole mission of raising her. So all of that is just in my head right now, but they still haven't explained how they return. So we'll give it a little bit more and then I'm going to go through it.
Billy calls the charmed ones and asks to meet them at the manor. Billy throws a potion and sends the charmed ones into a dreaming state. And this is where
I told you it was a trap.
Not only that.
She just hits her. She's like, ow.
But then Billy says, you promise not to hurt them? But I'm like, Billy, they just literally fell face down onto the floor. I'm sure they're already hurt a little right now, but... Okay, Mikkel sees Paige knocked out and runs from the manor, but Selic catches her and orbs her away. Billy enters the Charmed One's common dream world and meets them there. And then she runs, I have to go to school, she says.
If her and Chrissy planned this, she should have been prepared a little bit more. I would have thought she would have had some better excuses. gotta go to class. Bye. Like, girl,
you I'm already, not really here.
Like, you just gave it away right now.
They don't talk about this in the synopsis, but you know, Paige and Mikkel sort of have a moment. You know, she's trying to talk her into staying, making sure that she is aware that she is more than what she seems, which is, you know, worth it, and that greater things are going to be coming to her. What did you guys think about Mikkel and just sort of her flight or flight way of just like navigating through the house, wanting to leave multiple times? You know, I think she was very smart in just getting out of there once she saw Billy and Christy with the sisters on the floor. It made sense for her to run scared. She obviously didn't know what else to do. She doesn't have her powers. So... that was smart, but what do you guys think about her attitude beforehand?
I would say a little bit realistic. Because there's always going to be some who are, you know, almost Henry about it. They're like, all right, magic exists, demons exist, okay. Then you're going to have the ones who are just like, nope, don't want any part of this, gotta go. And it's fight or flight. Some people... immediately enter that flight mode and cannot get out of it.
I agree. And then added in that Phoebe and Piper walk in when they're talking and she overhears them saying that they're going to murder or kill some person. Can they get away with it? And then, yes, them all three on the floor, I'm sure. But the only thing that would have kept me there originally would have been Paige using her powers, because I would never have believed her. But then after all that happened, oh yeah, I would have ran. Like I was Billy leaving for school in a dream world.
I can honestly say I would be that person who wouldn't have ran, but it's just pure because I'm nosy.
Oh, that's good. That's good though. That's good. You would have gotten down to it.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's somebody out there who's probably like, oh, Mikkel, you punk. Like, why didn't you help or do something or call them? I mean, she just left. She was like, if they die, they die. I'm out of here, you know? Which, again, it's part of her life right now. Like, she's looking out for number one. I totally get it. But I know some people are just like, why did you just run off and leave her there? Phoebe sees her office overrun with children, one of whom calls her mom. She finds Coop, who calls her honey. Paige sees Mikkel, who says she needs help. Piper is at P3, and the band is refusing to play. A man tells her that she can't keep neglecting everything for Leo.
That's that was your bartender.
I know. I love that he came back. Okay.
They call him the man. Oh, my God.
I know. Piper sees Billy and demands answers. She's like, sit yo ass down. She had to push her twice off the couch. Billy gives her none and is mad about the explosion potion. Phoebe is dreaming of Coop, and they are close to kissing, and he wants to start a family. A moment later, Phoebe is back in her office, still overrun with children. Paige sees herself, urging her to find balance and enlightenment. She then hears Mikkel's cry for help. All the while, Billy just spying on them all with this disappointing look on her face, she was on, like, All My Children. You know that long pause when they just have you distraught as hell? But she was just all sad, like, oh my God, I want a life.
She's disappointed in them. She's disappointed in them, Rob.
Oh God. Like, Billy, you did the same thing. What is happening? What is happening right now? The only thing that I have here is that when Paige was talking to herself, all enlightened, she goes, oh, I thought that I would dream about Quentin Tarantino, which is amazing because they clearly have a business history with one another. I'm sure they're probably good friends, but Rose McGowan has starred in a few of Tarantino's projects.
She did Planet Terror right after that.
Planet Terror. Yes. Yeah.
And then, Rob, I remember in her book, she did say that Quentin Tarantino would call all the time and ask about what was going to happen on Charmed. Mm-hmm. So she said they got him his own book of shadows or something like that.
Yeah, they were like, you got to stop calling here. Take this book and stop bothering us.
So that gives more credibility to Charmed, right? Look, Quentin Tarantino even likes it.
But honestly, if Billy was in this dream state, she would be dreaming about getting her sister some kind of revenge. I mean, just think.
Right.
It is not to save the world. I know for a fact you would not be saving the world in your dreams. So her little judgment is just bonkers. It's just bonkers.
You never know. Sometimes I dream that I have Prue's power and I'm throwing things around. I swear to God. I love it.
She had an obsession, a real obsession. She was ignoring, like, look at 12 Angry Zen. She's like, try magical divining to Piper, which clearly said, I've already done this, trying to find my sister. She's informing a charmed one of something that magical to find somebody. Mm. That is obsession. And she's acting as if she doesn't understand obsession.
That's where I think, again, I really do like Billy's character up until these episodes. And I've always have on rewatches as well. It's just that I wish that this was done a little better.
I feel like if they had a few more episodes.
Yeah.
Because everything, especially in these last few, are so rushed. If they even maybe just one or two more episodes. They could have given a little bit more backstory to her downslide.
And then really, it's just like, I was looking at the dream. So it's Phoebe wants kids. Piper wants her husband back. And Paige wanted to know herself and her purpose. And each time Billy is just given that face, like Rob was said earlier, the soap opera face. And I'm like, Piper's was just so sweet seeing this elderly Leo, the man that she loves. And Billy's just like, I mean, she says whatever it takes. I get it. That was like the seal, the deal for Billy. But they're not like terrible things. Like Phoebe wanting kids. I'm like, what? Terrible, terrible of her. I mean, and you know, I never really defend Phoebe. But I mean, come on. It's so bad that Phoebe wants children. I mean, I get what they're trying to say, but it's just a little annoying in the writers, like, that this is what she saw.
Just a bit.
Phoebe meets Piper and realizes that Billy did something to them to make them dream. Phoebe thinks they should just follow the dream until they wake up. Paige sees Billy and demands to be released from her dream so she can save Mikkel. Billy comes out of the dream world and Paige wakes up. So that, I mean, we've said it now a few times, but my God, that is not that I needed any excuse to make Paige the MVP, but her doing that wall thing, that I think that's actually the most bold I've ever seen Paige in any of this, like leading up to this moment. Like that was a real moment of, and she, when she said something like, whatever you think, we're selfish, she got right to the point. Paige knew exactly what they were trying to lay down. And I love that she was so sharp and a great acted scene, I think. Billy promises no harm will come to Piper and Phoebe. I love that Paige says, you better. Paige orbs to Mikkel and Selick shoots her twice. Wow, that was
man,
brutal.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely get into that, but I cannot believe that Selick almost took out a charm one that easily. Wow. But I mean, we'll get
to it. Was all because Paige had to be in a rush to get there after all this time, unfortunately. I think had they not had that, yeah.
It's usually just one arrow, though. This one got two. Yeah,
he wanted to make sure.
I don't think they've ever really done that before. They've shot multiple arrows, but man, for one to get two of them, she should have died faster than that. But yeah, that was crazy.
She was holding on. Phoebe hears a child calling her mommy. Piper doesn't hear. The little girl tells Phoebe that she must hurry or it's be too late to have her. Piper sees several children playing and is greeted by an elderly man, Leo. He says the children are their grandchildren. And she sees a ghostly Paige calling for help. Piper and Phoebe awaken. I really love that moment. I love that they have that connection now. They're so strong that Paige is even calling them in this dream state. And they waken. I love that Piper just jumped right up to save Paige.
I actually really connected with Phoebe in this scene. It was, I really felt that, you know, you've got to hurry. It's going to be too late to have me. And that went back to how I connected with Piper before, because I've literally had a doctor look at me and tell me, you're almost out of time. Even though I was in my 20s. And I'm like, if I don't have a baby now, I'll never have a baby. So I got it. And that scene always, that one always hit me hard just because of that.
And how old are your kids now?
5 and 3.
Awesome. Very good.
My son was a complete shock because they had told us that there was no hope. We had resigned ourselves to that. And then my daughter came along, and we were like, you know, our miracle happened. And then a year and a half later, I'm pregnant with my son. I'm like, hold up, wait. This was quick.
He put a little bit too much.
That's wonderful.
A little bit too much that mandrake root in that potion there.
I hit the spell a little too hard. I shouldn't have doubled the recipe. Yeah. I took my first advice.
Billy thinks it isn't wrong for the charm ones to want what they want, but Christy thinks that they use their power for personal gain. Piper and Phoebe transport themselves to Paige and Piper blast Selick. Very easy takeout. I mean, our demon of the week wasn't necessarily a huge threat. Right now, we're in the progression of our main story where Billy and Christy are the main antagonists. So,
yes,
Paige is dying, but Mikkel orbs in. She is now a white lighter. So Paige did not make it in time. Mikkel heals Paige. At the manor, the sisters realize that they need to stop Billy and Christy. What do you think of the B-plot storyline just to have a demon on the side keep the normalcy of the show? You know, we've got this storyline of Billy and Christy, right? They're the main antagonist. There's this ongoing story arc. There's not much of a demon of the week going on anymore. But this kind of brings it back where still on the side, we've just got this like demon who's like, oh, I want to lure a Paige out. Let me kill her because that's my thing. I kill white lighters. You know, what do you guys think about
it? It was a dark lighter, right? Was it a dark lighter?
Yeah. Do you think that they should have just eliminated the B plots in these last episodes and just focus more airtime on the main story? Or are these Demon of the Week sort of necessary to keep sort of the tone and sort of the outline of this series?
I thought it was a little bit smart on the writers, on their part, because while, yes, we have this thing going on with Billy and Chrissy and the Triad, other demons, Darklighters and such, they're not aware of this Triad plot. So yeah, they're not going to stop what they're doing. They're going to continue operating as normal. So it was good to show that, hey, other stuff is still going on. The world did not pause for this battle.
Yeah, right. That's pretty much what I said to myself.
I would say also it's also gives them an out to have Paige be killed and not have Chrissy or Billy have to do anything to it. So, you know, it allows to up the stakes and have her dying and not by their hands at the moment. So maybe I liked your answers both better than that, but that's what I thought too. I just want to say that I thought the ending of this was great for a sister moment with the three of them in the manor with the blankets and talking about what they're going to do. And then Phoebe saying, stop them before they stop us. This is when it's finally, you know, switching over. So yeah, it feels like it's building up to something. So I do really like these last episodes for that. You know, you actually feel a built up of something's coming finally. Yeah, they have to make a decision.
Yes, it's finally getting to the point to where Phoebe can't play middle ground no more. She has to make a choice.
Yes.
Well, that concludes the recap portion of Jung and the Restless. I thought this episode was decent. I didn't mind it. There was definitely some story progression. Again, just a little bit of the annoyance on the writing on how Billy is so convinced these women are bad. But I think they're playing grown folks' games now. And it's starting to come in as, you know, the Charm Ones will blast you if we need to. Piper's already got one hand in the air. She just needs to put the other one up. Like, she's done. And so these girls better, like, watch out. But, yeah, we're starting to really get into this heavy divide and the foreshadow of the big battle at the manor. So, decent episode. What did you guys think of the stakes? Let's do our high stakes meter here. Where does everything that happened today fall in the meter?
I would say the stakes were, for the B-plot, they were pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
It was low stakes for what was happening with Billy and Chrissy, but for Paige herself, the stakes were very high. She has this person she is supposed to protect, and she did end up losing her and almost lost her own life in the process.
Yes, I totally agree. This, I think, is my first deadly sort of mark on the meter, because I mean, even though Selic was so easy to take out, it was one blast. You didn't need a spell. You didn't need a power of three spell. It took nothing. But the thing is that this man put two arrows in this woman's back without even a guarantee that Mikhail would know how to heal her. It's just all circumstance. I just can't, how easy it was to take them out. And so a lot was going on, and one of them almost lost their life. Henry probably will never know that this happened. Do you think Paige, like, confessed to this? Because I know it would probably scare the crap out of him, and he would go to work with her all the time. And I just don't see her battling demons without him by her side. But you wonder if Paige went home and told him about her day.
I think she does in a way, because didn't we see her saying something to him like in a very quick pace, like, oh, and then but this happened and blah, 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 and then we died. I could just hear her saying, and then I died, and then, you know, my charge came back, and
I can see it. I think that they have that kind of a relationship where, you know, she can come home. It's almost like he's the housewife, she's the cop. She can come home and say shit went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're going to, okay, we've moved past this. Let's have some pizza rolls, Netflix, and chill. Get over it.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely. So for the meter, I will say I put it in between upper level and deadly because of the double arrow and that whole scenario. But I will say it was worth it because I thought it was a beautiful moment when she came back as a white lighter and healed Paige, and you saw the emotion on her face. So
she believed in herself and really got the understanding of what goes on. You know, too bad we all don't have that opportunity to die and then come back and be like, okay, I get it. You know?
Oh, God. Not anytime soon, please.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time to talk fashion. It's Fashions by Ryan.
Fashion. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
It's okay. Ryan was doing the same thing.
I'm going to mention Paige's sunny, very happy yellow top. I think it's perfect for Paige. She looks great in this outfit. It fits her perfectly, this yellow color, this top.
She was Hufflepuff realness in this black suit with that yellow top. Oh, my God. When she appeared in the beginning, God, I love that combo on her. She looks so good. Hufflepuff.
Ooh, I love that. Also, I want to say the innocent. I did love her denim 80s vest. They try to really give her a different like look, you know, than we're used to maybe for a white lighter, quote unquote. Yes. I really liked that, though. I thought that was really cool and different. But I don't know how everyone else feels, but Piper had this huge green top that kind of just like fell in the front. It was really low. I don't know if anyone noticed that. If I had to pick like a worst outfit, that would be the one. It didn't look right on her.
It's almost like she had it on backwards.
Yes, I agree. Like, it looked like it was supposed to drape a different way. Yeah, it's not.
The most flowy shirts, they drape in the back, and then they're up high. So it's almost like she had it on backwards. It was, even I thought that was odd.
That is actually a perfect way to describe it. Backwards. It looks backwards. And that was Fashions by Ryan.
Next week on Charmed, Gone with the Witches. I have no idea. No idea what this is about. I'm assuming they almost die. That's all I know.
I have an idea.
I remember it.
You remember it? Okay.
But I have, as like I told you, I have a problem.
Shay, correct me if I'm wrong, but does it involve the magical community?
Yes.
Okay. Then I think I might know what it's about.
Okay. All right. Well, we will definitely have another episode next Sunday. Everyone who's listened to this one, thank you so much for bringing us into your ears for this week. If you are having brunch while listening, I hope you had a wonderful meal. But whatever day you're listening to this, thank you again for tuning in. I want to thank our special guest, Shay, for joining us. You are a delight. Thank you so much.
Truly.
Hopefully you had a great experience first time podcasting.
I did. I really enjoyed it. And I thank you guys for having me.
Of course. Of
thank
course.
Thank you so much, Shay. Thank you. I love that. Not only did you binge the show, but also your story about how Charmed, you know, how much it means to you and what it's gotten you through and what it's, you know, throughout your life. So I love just hearing that. And that's the Charmed. I love hearing this part of the Charmed fandom. It's amazing.
Well, thank you.
So by the time that you hear this episode, Ryan and I will have already played one of our Charmed themed games and probably have posted it on Instagram. So take your butt right all the way over there. Brunch with the Hollowells, all one word. Watch us play Never Have I Ever. And
Oh, God.
Next Sunday, after the episode has posted, you will also see us play O-Grams, which is our anagram Charmed game. So we'll be on Instagram Live around 9 a.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. Join us, say hi, connect, play along. Otherwise, you can watch the video afterwards. Thank you so much for listening once again, and we'll be back next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Charmed left. The triad picked them to kill us.
It's our destiny. Ugh. Just so sick of this destiny crap.
And things are heating up.
It's forbidden love, and I'm doomed.
Between Phoebe and Coop.
One second I was talking to the next, I was attacking him.
Magically?
Sexually.
A fresh charm. Sunday, 8/7 Central on the WB.